Hello. Oh my gosh. Hello. I'm dying. God, I'm so tired. Hello. Is there sound? I don't know. Is there? Can you hear me? Yeah. Oh my God. Urka, you should sing Super Idol with me too. It's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea. Super Idol 的笑容都被你的钱，白夜中午的阳光都被你。You sound it. Oh Isn't it only 8 p.m.? How are you this time? Because I just woke up. I just woke up. I took a nap at like 7. Seven. What? Why did I almost call 7:30, 7 and a half? I took a nap at 7 and a half. And I just woke up. Oh my God. How's it if I didn't do this space, I don't know if I could have woken up or not. So I'm doing this space to wake up. Like a lot of stuff to do, but I wouldn't get out of bed if I didn't. This is a blessing. I'm only like 60, 50, 40% conscious. My eyes are still blinking in and out of existence. That definitely made sense. How will it go? Are you gonna pass out of the space or stay up till 8 a.m.? I cannot stay up till 8 a.m. or pass out of the space. I have to stop by like 9 so I can actually do stuff. Oh God. My elbow just got so loud. This is quite the ASMR. Does me dying sound like ASMR to you? Oh, I just realized this. Andre's message from last time is still pinned. Pinned message. I'm laying down after work. Ah, Otsu, Aoshi Sensei. Otsu, have a good rest. Yeah, oh my God. If I tried to force out my If I tried, I could try, but it takes a lot of energy. Unfixed schedule. I will not let it go till the early hours of the morning, because I have work to do. A lot of it. But I'm taking a bit of a break. Sleepy Valley Girl. Yes. Yes. Slay Queen. Yes. Oh my god, I don't even have enough energy to cringe right now. Oh my god. Oh god, I just realized how cold it is, Jesus. Oh, this is cold. Hold on, I don't even have pants on. Yeah. Snuggle. Oh, okay. It's cold. It's cold. It's cold. Grinding, yes, I'm grinding. Oh my god, it's cold. Are you always this busy? Not always. But it does get pretty busy pretty often. There's not a lot of days that's not busy. Do you have a heater? I do, but the AC is running right now. There's cold air blowing into my face. And I'm too lazy to go change the thermostat. Warm up, please. I'm getting under my blanket. Get a blanket or pants or a feet heater. My feet are fine. I have socks. However, the lower regions are getting cold. It's getting rather cold down there. I'll go turn it off, but it's too cold to get out of the blanket. And I don't wanna walk. You need a voice control AC. That was just for me being dehydrated. That's not being cold. I don't think I can install a voice control AC. It's not worth leaving the coziness of the bed. It's really not. Put pads on. Put pads on. But, you know, technically it's warmer. If you're under a blanket, it's warmer if you don't have anything on. So technically, I'm warmer without pants on. Get up still wearing the blanket. I'm too, no. I don't want to have to carry the blanket with me. Oh my god. The moment after you wake up is the worst few moments of life. There's not enough. There's not enough wakefulness. Oh. Ah. It's warm. It's warmer because there's body heat. If you have pants on, if you have anything on, then it doesn't let you transfer your body heat from your body to itself. No Uru pants, no Uru. I don't like that word. But yes, I'm not wearing anything. I have a t-shirt on. Well, I also have socks. I have socks on. Bro, you got me on the ground right now. Maybe you should stand up, Zil. Maybe you should stand up. The ground is dirty. Just move a little with the blanket. The friction will create heat energy. What am I? It takes too much energy to move. You sound like Sakana explaining science. No, it's true though. Because if you're wearing stuff, right, it absorbs like the sweat and like heat and stuff. If you're not, it just stays on you. Oh god, I almost fell asleep again. Hey Zach. Why do I remember Zach being here but I can't find Zach's comment? Where'd he go? She Rose always watching. I never said anything though. I just said I'm wearing socks. Why is it so hard to wake up? Why is it so hard to get out of bed? Check your shoe closet. I don't have a shoe closet. I only have two pairs of shoes here. I have many pairs of shoes in other residences. But right now I only have two pairs of shoes. Zach's listening, he's not commenting. Oh, okay, well, hi Zach, anyway. I have socks on, so. Joke's on you. Maybe it's a good thing you're tired at 9 p.m., you can fix your sleep cycle. No. I can't sleep right now. I can't. I cannot. If I had nothing to do, then sure, maybe I would sleep right now. But I can't. Grab what you need, then work from the bed. I can't work in my bed. It doesn't work. If I'm sitting in my bed, I cannot work. It's just not possible. Sock blocked. Sock blocked. No, Zach, we're not talking about feet. I apologize, but we're not talking about feet. Calling out for Zach, I'm so jealous. Because Zach, we have a mutual understanding. I don't like feet. Zach loves feet. But we both respect each other's decisions. I'm wearing socks. I am currently wearing socks, but you know, other than socks, the only other thing I'm wearing is a t-shirt, so make of that what you will. No feet for you. Sock blocking commences. I just don't like looking at human appendages, you know? Oh, that's a loud door, okay. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, I don't like feet. And I don't like to look at hands. I don't really know how to explain it. I just don't like to look at them. What color are they? The socks? They're just white. At least we aren't thigh blocked. Uh-huh. Thighs are there. Thighs are definitely there. Why are you wearing just a shirt when you know it's cold? I told you, I'm under a blanket. And when I'm under a blanket, it's warmer. If I don't have anything else on. Because heat. Something about body heat. Well, let's see how I draw you feet. I don't know. But if she does, I'm going to tell her to cover it. I may or may not have specifically requested there not be feet in things. Thigh slap to prove thighs. Why do I need to prove my existence of having thighs? And what is a slap gonna do anyway? What is a slap gonna do anyway? I could be slapping my stomach for all you know. Thigh slap. You won't even know it's my thigh though. I could slap anything on my body and you could think it's my thigh. Stomach slap? I don't really want to make myself hurl right now, so I'm not gonna slap my stomach. Proof. Proof. You want thigh pics? Don't trust you. I mean, oh, the air is cold. There we go. That's a thigh. You already slapped your booba. I did, but I was hoping that it wouldn't get past the noise suppression. Unfortunately, I looked back in the VOD and I guess it did. that did leave pain for a bit. For those of you of the male species, it hurts. It hurts. Nani? What nani? What did I just, what happened? What did I miss? You miss. I'm gonna be honest, I don't even remember what I just did. Slapping yourself really hard would hurt most people. I mean, it's not even that hard. It's just because the area the area is sensitive. As long as you use a bit of force, it will be in pain. If you use the same force on another part of your body, it won't hurt at all. That VOD got me out of art block. I'm glad, Ouchie, but also I'm scared. I'm kind of scared. Slap your thighs again. I don't know. What the heck? What the heck? Why? What the heck? Making me get out of the cold, get into the cold air. Did you miss it again? Only 266 days until Uruka starts the stream. Yeah. I can't believe Uruka's not streaming until 9 months later. It must be Thirst Week or something. Isn't it always? Although I will admit that this week was definitely something else. Good night, Zach. Sleep tight. Okay. Good night, Zach. I'm not thirsty, but I did keep documents of your guys' pen. Okay. I did see that, Adam. Thanks, I guess. Thanks, I guess. Thanks for documenting that, I guess. I don't know how to respond to that. How do you respond? How do you even? I don't know, man. You did mention this week is going to be very busy. How are things going? I'm gonna be honest, it's not going super great. I won't go into detail, but it's not going super great. I have a lot to do tonight too. And I was grinding so hard Monday night. Well, technically Tuesday morning, but I was grinding so hard Monday night. My arms were in pain. My arms were so sore. But you know what? Let it serve as a reminder to not freaking procrastinate on things that require repetition. Self-punishment. Not intentional. Oh no, I just moved the chat. What game? Don't be like Sakana. I wasn't playing a game. I was not playing a game. Urkazak said he'll miss you in voice chat just now. No, he didn't. What? What is? What? I don't know who to believe anymore. I don't know who to believe. It'll get procrastination causes desperation. Desperation incentivizes time efficiency. It depends on what you're doing, though. Sakana doesn't really understand. If you're doing things like Sakana, just like regular like work that you could like writing up something or like a presentation or something, sure, you can cut corners, but like, yeah, you know. Things that require me to actually know what I'm doing and not screw up, probably not the best. Yes, I did. Oh, okay. Oh, Zach. Well, that's sweet of you, Zach. Berries fish, so why not just eat them too smelly? That's a good point you make, but also that sounds weird. That sounds really weird. So maybe not. I gotta hydrate. I should probably hydrate. I should probably drink water. But I'm too lazy to get water right now, it's so far away. Oh, the water is so far. Bye, Zach. Bye, Zach. It's too warm and cozy in the bed. I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave. Burrito yourself and roll to the water. I can't though. It's like it's far. I mean, technically I can, but you know, I don't have a kitchen, right? So technically, I don't have any really drinkable water sources here. There's bathroom sink water, but I don't think I want to drink that. That's why I always keep water next to my bed. I have a water bottle next to my bed too. But it's empty. It's empty. Drink from the toilet. Ew. Ew, what the heck you want? Get yourself a water filter. No, Brita. Okay, here's the thing. I had a Brita. But then I was too lazy to use it. So I just gave it away. I was too lazy to fill up the Brita. Because, like, the angle of the bathroom sink is too hard to fill it up. I just don't know how to fill it in the sink. Like, I tried it once and I just spilled water everywhere. It wasn't good. The sink, the faucet is too short. The faucet is too short to fill the Brita. Ever make cup ramen with a coffee maker? No. Because I have a water boiler. But I don't particularly want to drink hot water right now. How much stuff do you really need to work on for the rest of the day? If those are really pressing, then go gung-ho on those, then sleep the rest of the day off. I mean, that is the plan, but the thing is, I also have to wake up tomorrow morning. I need to wake up at 7. I have things going on from 7 to... Well, I mean, I don't really have things going on. I just have to wake up at 7, so technically 7. 7 to 7. 7 to 7, I'm gonna be out. So I can't sleep. And then when I come back, I still have some more stuff to do. So I will plan to go gung-ho on the stuff that I need to do and then sleep. But that probably won't really leave that much time anyway. Can't you just take the lid off to fill the reservoir and then put it back on the jug? No, I'm saying, like, the angle that I need to get the faucet even in the Brita thing is it doesn't allow me to fill it, because then I'm just holding the I'm just holding the pitcher horizontally and the water just comes out. Try waking up at 6:30 daily. Oh, why is my voice going away? I mean, I probably could if I slept earlier, but I can't. Because I come home pretty late every day, right? And then if I'm not doing things that make me super dead during day, I stream, and then afterwards, I finish streaming around, like, 12, usually, 12 a.m., right? And then I have to do all the work that I have to finish for the next day. So, that usually leaves me around, sleep about, around 4, 5, around there. Is it a sustainable lifestyle? No, but you know, it gotta get done. My voice is going away. My voice is dying. Hello, Kuriko. You know what? I actually have a lot of drinks in my fridge. They're just not water. But I think Powerade will do the job. Urufu living sustainably? Heresy. I'm trying my best to find a balance, but it's very difficult. When the things you do, the people like to assume that that is the only thing you do in your life and you have no hobbies and would not like any free time. Get my Powerade for a sec. I have blue Powerade, Mountain Berry Blast. Do you have hobbies though? I mean, yeah, technically speaking, being an anime girl online is a hobby. That's how I have to explain it as. Because if I say I have a job, people are gonna question it. Usually that's not a problem. But usually, the job doesn't entail being an anime girl online. More of a job than a hobby. I know, but when I explain to other people, I can't say it's a job. Because of the nature of what I do. Ah, you're a hop anime girl 24/7. This isn't a hobby, it's your life. I do think of it as that. But, you know, there'd be a little too many questions. Because it's 100% a job, but we don't talk about that. Exactly. I say hobby. We will think of it as a hobby, but it's a job. Because otherwise, people are gonna question. Because usually, when I take on side hustles, they're usually like revolve around the same field. So people casually just go like, "Oh yeah, what are you doing?" And I can't just be like, "I'm just an anime girl online." Welcome to Twitter and not YouTube stream, because it's gonna be super short and I don't want to get out of bed right now. If you wanted to peek just waking up, I wouldn't do a stream because it takes like at least 10 minutes to set up a stream and I'd be woken up already. If you say your stream, they'll probably ask for channel. Exactly. I have said to one person, a closer friend of mine, I have said that it is a job just so I could have a reason to, you know, not have her over when I need to do things. But the way I explained it, she kind of just assumed that I'm like a music producer or something. And I'm just like, That is kind of way cooler than what I actually do, but I'll take it. People would probably think it's some kinky thing. They'd start saying stuff about it's always the quiet one. Yeah. You know, if I explain without saying outright, it does sound pretty sus. Yeah, I stream to random strangers online, and I can't tell you what it is. I can't talk about it. But I interact with random strangers on the internet. You wanted to brag? No. I wasn't gonna say anything until it started becoming a problem, because I had to like chase her out. Because she was always here, like before streams. I'm the adult entertainer. Random strangers pay me for streaming myself online. They tip me when I make funny noises. They pay me money to slap my booba at night. Hey, no one paid me to slap myself. No one paid me to do that. Sounds like your friend doesn't give you privacy. No, it's not that. It's just, you know, the times that I am free are basically just when I am streaming, and basically that's not when I'm free, so basically I'm never free. But I went to get dinner. We went to get dinner. And I just needed to tell her something so she would know that I'm busy. I talked to some people about how others' underwear would smell weird. No, I would not. No. What the heck? Kyle. Thank you for the super chat, Kyle. Pay her, bro, since you're hella down bad right now. A part of me doesn't want to accept that given the context. But I can't give it back, so thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. When are you sending Temmas some? What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Kyle's been down bad since he started puberty. I gotta give it to you guys though. I think you guys are definitely less down bad than Ash League. They're on a different level. They're on a different level. But, I will say that I am also more of a homie than Aaliyah. Less of someone to be down bad for. Kyle wishes he could give Urka a Vio and Iggy. I still can't believe. I still can't believe. Bruh. The lady was very kind. She was a kind kind older woman who just seemed concerned. But as it turns out, that mark on my neck was not what she thought it was. I wanted to cry. Leah feeds into the down bed. You're like a homie we mess with and talk about lewd stuff from time to time. Yeah. That's because Leah is posting feet and you're not. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I didn't even think Leah would do that, but she did. I guess that's Leah. That's Leah for you. Can't voice my opinions on hickeys here, but you definitely need one of those quads. Violinists use. I tried using those, but I personally, my personal preference, I don't like to use the cloths. I like to feel it on my bare skin, otherwise it will slide around. And that indeed does cause pain, but wait, this chat isn't lewd stuff all the time? Oh my god, I can't believe. Oh, it's actually really cold. I gotta. Oh, yeah. Ah, what is it? 74? Okay, let's bring it up a bit. Why is the air conditioning so cold? Oh god. I just dropped my Powerade on my bare skin. Oh my god, that was so cold. It was painful. I dropped my cold ass Powerade on my inner thigh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. No, it has. Thank you for the super chat. Utica feet pulse. I think Kyle would die. I would never. I wouldn't even. Not. I wouldn't. I wouldn't even. I wouldn't. Not. I wouldn't even try to take the. I don't want to. You're at 74 degrees, Urka. What do you consider warm? Okay, the thing is, like, the thermostat is not accurate. It's not accurate at all. It feels like freaking 40 degrees. The cold air is being blasted in my face. It does not feel like 74 degrees. Wet t-shirt or just a closed bottle? It's just the closed bottle. It's really cold. That was kind of pain. People were already kind of acting up from just that hand in glove. Please never post feet. I will never. I will promise you that. I will never post feet or not gloved hands. You know, you have to change it from AC to heater. Yeah, but also it's too hot for the heater. And I also don't know how to turn it off because there's only up and down arrows. There's no on or off button. There's only up and down arrows. No hands? No. I just told you, I don't like looking at hands and feet. Perhaps arms and legs. I'm okay with arms and legs. and things in between. But hands and feet, definitely no. Violin bridge pictures over feet pick. You want violin bridge pictures? Take pictures of it and we will help you. There, I'm telling you, there's only four buttons. There is no panel you can open. Believe me, I've tried and I almost broke it. There's only four buttons. Two up and two down. One for cold, one for hot. Down means less cold, no. You should have heard Kyle when you revealed your arms. Were you guys in voice? Why are you so... You're literally living in the Middle Ages. Whoa. Wrist. How scandalous. Wrist. Violin neck picture. Maybe you can find a hickey there too. I don't give my violin hickeys. My violin gives me. Make it more cool. No. You heard it here first, folks. She doesn't mind seeing what's between legs. I'm not gonna lie. Seeing the appendage also kind of I kind of don't like seeing that either. I don't know if I'm just like super, am I like a wholesome Christian nun or something? I don't really like to see that appendage either. Violin down bad for you. A violin doesn't have a life force, but if violin was a person, I don't know. Fingering violin kun. Wholesome? No. What do you mean I am wholesome? I am wholesome. That picture did have a weird looking appendage. Now at this point, I don't even know what you're talking about. If you're talking about Aegis art, then yes. Urupu in a nun outfit. Oh my god. Urupu in a nun outfit. I'd enjoy that. I feel like it's probably more appealing if it was attached to someone you like. I don't know. I wouldn't know. All I know is that I don't want to see. Someone told me that tuning an instrument is like getting them in the mood. What the fuck? Monkey, why? I'm not gonna be able to unthink that. What the heck? Why would anyone think that? Why would any what? What? I guess you just make it more pleasing to the eyes. I don't know if you can make that pleasing to the eye. I understand, Urka. Kuruko understands me. Kuruko understands. Tunes violin. You like the sound of that, do you? Oh my god. Ew, no. Don't do that. Don't do this to me. Don't. That's so cursed. That's so cursed. At least you're not down bad like Kyle right now. The man is paralyzed. Kyle's so down bad, he doge-zying. Doge-za to me. Your ultimate ruler of Uruhu Gang. They're not wrong. I mean, you know, just because they're not wrong doesn't mean that knowledge has to be shared. Good night, Kuruko. Good night, Kuruko. Kyle's so down bad, he doesn't need gravity to hold him on Earth. Kyle's so down bad, he breaks into the center of the Earth. I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. Ash League is much worse. And I say that in the most kind way I possibly can. Imagine putting your finger in a hole of the violin and the violin makes a non-sasal sound. Gyro. We're corrupting Gyro. We're corrupting. Good night, unlucky cat. I apologize, Kyle. You are not that down bad, I think. At least publicly. You might be in your own head, but at least in my image of you, you're not that down bad. Put the finger in the hole and it replies fucking on me. What is that? What does that even mean? What does that even mean? And yes, Monkey, you play piano. Pick up the piano again. Pick out some songs you like. Play some songs you like. Just for fun. I didn't like piano either until I tried it out again after several years. And even though I'm not great, it's fun. I've never heard what the hell is a folking on me. I have no idea what that is. Okay. If I tried to talk normally, I probably could. Although it's still kind of raspy. It takes too much effort though, so we're just gonna go. Good night, mannequin. Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. You know what is good about just waking up? Low notes. I can hit low notes. Although I can't sing right now in the first place. It's hard picking up another instrument after becoming an expert on one. That is true. Although I don't consider myself an expert on any instrument. But it is true that it's hard to pick up another one and be bad at it when you're good at another one. Sing despacito. See. That's all I know. See. Sabes que está mirándote. Tengo que parar contigo hoy. D-Y. V. No me. Muestra mejor que yo voy. Tú mano plan. Solo compensar que te doy el fruto. Oh yeah. Ya me siento normal. Yo me siento más. Solo apuro. Despacito. Para que te vayas despacito. Al oído. I don't have the lyrics pulled up, so I just have. Ow. I'm just trying to remember. Hallelujah. Learned there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fold, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 We go. That was actually not bad considering my voice is very raspy and I'm also lying down. And Jesus, it's probably about time to wrap this up. But what is a way to become less tired? Should I shock myself with the cold Powerade between my thighs again? Is this the way to go? Oh god, it's already really cold in my hands though. Do I really want to? Do I really want to? Cold shower. I already showered in the morning. Oh god, it's so cold. It's so cold. Oh god. That was a terrible idea. Why am I? Oh my god. It's so cold. Jesus. Why did I do that to myself? Man. Okay. Nice hanging with you guys. We're gonna end it right there. We're gonna end it with me freezing my thighs off. Are you awake now? I'm a little more awake. Yeah, I am. All right. I'll see you guys sometime. I gotta go actually do things. That was a nice 2-hour break. I actually gotta go now. Okay. Bye. I might pop around Discord here and then between walk workings on things. Perry the Platypus. Wait, how do I do? How did I do? Okay, bye.